Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And down the stretch they come with Indian summer still in the lead, fall struggling to keep up with winter making a move on the outside.
You practiced that, didn't you?
I did. It's the first weekend in December.
Well, you're talking about, though, that your beloved Farmer's Almanac was talking about a cold winter, but when's it supposed to start?
Good question. This may be one of those times where they go, not sure, but we're supposed to have a cold blast coming in coming week, so
right.
We shall see if we catch up. But before we talk about the weather,
yes,
introduce our guest who we'll have later in the show. Longtime friend, good guy, Clayton mm-hmm. Wolf. He is the Wildlife Division Director for Texas Parks and Wildlife. And when we say wildlife, that's really a big, broad, you know.
Oh, indeed.
You know, covers a lot of territory. And we're going to catch up with some of the challenges that are facing the division. We've talked about deer, but there's other issues out there as well. It's going to be a really informative, hit the high points, if you will. But right. It's going to be a good informative visit with Clayton. Plus, we've got that news headed your way. And we're going to find out what Harold's been driving on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 14 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Mm-hmm. Well, and we talked about the weather, and I tell you what, it is as crazy as the news and the world we live in.
Okay, we already talked about the weather. Now we're going to politics?
No, not really going to go there.
And but
I'm
no
really,
sex, and, no and, sex, no sex.
You know, well, you know, even that.
Wait, yeah, that's all over the news.
I know.
My goodness.
And that, and you know what's, and that's the point. This, it is so crazy. And Harold and I, you know, we keep talking about how we can make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. the basic values that people, you know, right. what we believe the silent majority was raised with.
Mm-hmm.
And not being a do-gooder or anything right. because, you know, people will wear clothes to make them feel good or to look attractive,
sure,
you know?
Of course.
But then the news media, what mainstream news media, they're like a bunch of jackals, like that hyena when someone gets hurt and they turn on themselves,
right.
you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're something happens and somebody stumbles or does something or mm-hmm. has a problem.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they turn on them, but they loved it when they were doing the sensationalism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
well, it's the whole thing, man. Things that were done wrong, shame. But then you look at, wait, why did you wait 20 years
yeah.
to bring it up? Oh,
sure.
Well, the society. Well, no. I'm looking at snippets. I'm not trying to whitewash or whatever.
No,
it's like Al Franken, right? I can't stand Al Franken.
But
the guy was a comedian.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's doing a thing, and they're doing a rehearsal, and he plants a big kiss on this girl that's in this skit.
Yeah.
Now, years later, but at least he apologized. She said, well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Or the picture of him, like it looked like he's going to grab her boobs on the plane.
Yeah.
The one report said, actually, she was awake, and they posed that. But the guy was a comedian. And he was being silly. Okay. I mean, so slap his hand or something. But
sure.
Then Garrison Keillor, he's too ugly to get close to a woman. That's what. No, I'm sorry, but you're looking at it, you're going, my goodness. But then some of the stuff. I mean, Matt Lauer's secret lock button. These things that are coming out where he can lock his door off. Some are going to deserve what they're going to get. Some, I just, you know, let's look at it and go through the whole thing, though, before we totally condemn them.
Well, this is where the water's real muddy.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be the copycats.
Sure.
That think of something. You know, I think back growing up when Hugh Hefner and Playboy were in their prime, okay?
Yeah.
And the big thing was to be invited to the Playboy Mansion.
Correct.
Of course, they had the clubs, you
Correct.
Know, around the country.
Went to several of them.
And, you know, the thing is... you know, now it's like, no, we're turning our back on that because somebody stepped across the line, whatever that line is.
Well, wait a minute now. So, I mean, you got to remember, you got Twin Peaks, you got Hooters, you got, and respect is due, and it's proper, and it is, and
sure,
we should always do. But I mean,
and it goes both ways.
But but silly things happen. I'm sitting there. I didn't do it. I thought I'd get on Facebook about all the girls I harassed before. How come you haven't brought me up? But you know, and I'm joking, friend. But all the years that I did comedy and the late night show and stuff like that, right? And I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
But respectfully so, you know. I mean, I joke with people, I'm from Texas, I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
Well, and then you got with the Girl Scouts coming out now, teaching them don't hug grandpa anymore,
mm-hmm.
this kind of thing. Oh, man. You know, it's become a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
It's just silly.
Absolutely.
You look like you need a hug.
Oh. You know, it's frustrating. And thank goodness, and I write about it, we talk about it.
Right.
Thank God we've got the outdoors as a sanctuary just to go out and
yes.
just clear our heads.
Go hug a deer.
Away, away
right,
from all the nonsense.
Oh, I know.
You know?
It's just wow.
Yeah. Get on the water and catch something, you know.
Indeed.
So
catch a bass.
Yeah, absolutely. Talked about weather. We talked about, hurricane season. Back
yes.
to weather for a moment. Hurricane season is officially over, you know.
Yeah, supposed to be.
So it has ended. And based on the forecast that was provided,
mm-hmm.
Actually was right at the max, 17
yep.
named storms mm-hmm. for the year.
Right.
And obviously there are many, many folks still recovering here in the Lone Star State, as well as, you know, Southwest Louisiana from Hurricane Harvey. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with you folks. That's for sure.
Sure. And it's also nice they put a thing out in the Houston Comical a while back about people who had promised X bucks help and the ones that had delivered.
Right.
And most of them did. You know?
Yeah. They did.
Rather than just, they did. It was very interesting and a wonderful outpouring.
And, you know, one person that I don't think can get enough kudos for what he does, Jim McInvale, Mattress
yep.
Mac at
yep.
Gallery Furniture.
He's a showman, but hey, guys.
You know what?
He puts his money where his mouth is in more ways than one.
He really does. And, you know, I can't fault that his generosity also, you know, is parlayed into good marketing.
It's okay.
It's, hey, you know, do good deeds and it'll come back to
sure.
you.
Absolutely.
Mentoring. There's some things that that are in the news that I want you all to think about, and one of them is the Fifth Circuit was looking, made a decision on assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate using that word, assault
Correct.
Rifles. You know, modern sporting firearm.
Right.
That's on an AR platform. But the Supreme Court has now decided it will not hear the Colby versus Hogan challenge to Maryland's assault weapon law. As a result, the Fourth Circuit U.S. Court ruling holding modern sporting rifles are not protected by the Second Amendment stands.
Wrong.
Without question, it's wrong.
Yeah.
The fact that the Supreme Court will not hear this, you know, is
also wrong.
Is very wrong.
Yeah.
But it's a story that, folks, we wanted to make you aware of because the dust is not settled yet.
Yes, and let us all remember, friends, that an assault weapon is a rifle or carbine firing a rifle cartridge that has a select fire switch on it.
Yes.
Ergo, a single shot, one squeeze at a time AR-type weapon is not an assault weapon.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Here is something for any of you as we head toward the holiday seasons, or really in the holiday season, in Christmas time. If you're wondering, gee, should I take that niece or nephew or that neighborhood child
mm-hmm.
hunting?
Oh.
Wisconsin, 9-day deer hunting season saw 1,100 more mentored hunting licenses for opening weekend than in 2016. The increase is attributable to the National Shooting Sports Foundation support, passage of legislation eliminating a minimum age for mentored hunts. That's in the state of Wisconsin. A lot fewer folks in the Lone Star State.
Right.
But again, something that everyone needs to be cognizant of, and those that are skilled, those do it right, you need to be passing it on.
Absolutely.
Need to be passing
Again, kudos to our friend Tom Hewitt and all the guys with Operation Orphans.
Yes.
What they do.
Without question. Great. Without question. All right. Hey, we got a big show. We're going to be covering a lot of ground with Clayton Wolf later on, so we're going to go to a break now. When we're back, find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
America's best-selling truck for 40 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 40 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 40 years. Ford's F-Series built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. All right, Harold, what's it been? On or off the road this week?
Well, on the road, and some of the most fun I've had, and I've got to remind everybody that was on a closed course. Yeah, right. Anyway, the 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat wide body, which is a little new twist. The Hellcat, my friends, is a 6.2 liter Hemi, but it's supercharged, made it to an 8-speed automatic transmission, pumping out 707 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The cool thing about it is there's a black key and a red key.
Okay.
And if you have them both together in your pants, it recognizes the red key and that 707 horsepower.
All right.
If you have just the black key, it's 500. And then you've got a valet switch that drops it down to 400 and change, but it starts only in second gear.
Oh.
Because this thing will spank you.
All right.
I'm just saying, it will spank you. The speedometer says 200, and it'll do it. All the SRTs are not limited. And then the person that goes up there and goes, why and then I'll go, why do you want a 30-round magazine? Okay, because we're Americans.
All right,
and we can do it. All right, so Hellcat, I mean, it's just an amazing vehicle. SRT, Special Racing Technology. It's got tuned Bilstein, three-mode competitive suspension. Well, of course, three-mode adaptive damping. They're drive modes, so you switch it to, eco and normal and race and, oh, my Lord. Electronic roll mitigation, electronic stability control, Brembo six-piston high-performance front brakes, because you do need to stop sometime, all-speed traction control, multi-stage front airbags, the track experience you can get if you have one of these things, and I say take it, because, again, this car will spank you if you're not careful. Instrument panel is mind-blowing, and you go to pages, and so you can actually tune it. You can hit track and get a lot of stuff, different damping, different suspension, different steering, and so on. But then you can also customize it. Crazy fun. Ventilated front seats and heated. 18 speakers, a heck of an audio system that goes louder as you go faster. Some of the exterior features, the satin black rear spoiler, the Pirelli tires, illuminated air catcher headlamps. Ooh. Functional hood scoops, needs to breathe. Optional on this, the wide body performance package with 20-inch wheels, 11-inch wide devil's rim aluminum wheels, electronic power steering, the competition suspension, the Torque Flight 8-speed automatic, tuned a little bit different. And, of course, you're going to have to pay a gas guzzler tax because you get 13 miles in the city, 22 on the highway. Reasonably loaded, only $75,585. You can get the base vehicle for $63,000, though. And again, the answer, why? Because you can. It's just amazing fun. Just go for a test drive. The 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat.
You know, thank goodness there are manufacturers out there that every now and then will name a vehicle an appropriate name.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
You got
Hellcat,
it.
You know, or, you know, like Forge Raptor.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and then they came out, you know, if you want that, then how about this one? And this last year they came out, very limited, though, their 1,000-horsepower Demon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, what do you all think about that? We're going to talk about, give you the outdoor report.
Yes.
And on Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir out Del Rio Way, black bass fishing's been good on blue black and red black, spinner baits, crank baits, and soft plastics. Catfishing's been good on liver and cheese bait over baited holes. Brawnig and Calaveras are power plant lakes. If you're looking for striped bass, go to Brawnig, where green striper jigs and shad have been catching striped bass. Black bass, go to Calaveras, where fishing's been good for watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Choke Canyon crappie's been good on minnows and white-pink tube jigs. Channel and blue catfish, good on frozen shrimp and liver. Falcon Reservoir, bass fishing's been good on chartreuse, black, soft plastics, and brush hogs in 8 to 20 feet of water. They're moving out off that ledge. And then Brownwood, black bass are good on yellow spinnerbaits, craw-colored jigs, and craw-colored crankbaits. White bass are going to little fishy minnows and shad-colored crankbaits off lighted docks at night. And finally, Lake Coleman, black bass are good on blue-black, soft plastics, and rattle traps.
Okay, let's go to East Texas. Lake Conroe, black bass are good on chartreuse soft plastics, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse tube jigs. Lake of the Pines, black bass are fair on Texas rig creature baits, lipless crankbaits, and bladed jigs. White bass are good on minnows and slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn. Black bass are good on Tequila Sunrise, soft plastic worms, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits, and on watermelon red topwaters in 20 to 30 feet. White bass are good on minnows. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on pumpkin seed crankbaits and soft plastic worms. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Brim are good on night crawlers. Athens, black bass are good on bladed jigs, weightless flukes, and Texas rig craws. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Bass Drop, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics and crankbaits. Belton, black bass are good on dark soft plastics on the bottom. Hybrid stripers are good on silver slabs. White bass are good on silver slabs. Crappie are good on minnows under the lights at night in 30 feet of water. Palestine, black bass are good on bladed jigs, finesse jigs, and Texas rig craws. Crappie are good on minnows. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Somerville, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Stillhouse, black bass are good on chartreuse soft plastics, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Tawakoni, white bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Texoma, black bass are good on suspending jerkbaits, square-bill crankbaits, and shaky head worms. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs on the docks and brush piles. Striped bass are good on slabs and minnows. In Central Texas, Lake Austin,
Sunfish are fair to good on cut night crawlers. Catfish are fair to good on cut bait and night crawlers. Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are good on bleeding shad rattle traps. Pumpkin curb jigs, smoke red flake grubs in 4 to 12 feet of water. Striped bass are good on spoiler shads, rattle traps, and jigging perk minnows in 20 to 40 feet. Canyon, black bass are good on rattle traps and PBJ plastic stick baits over flats in 5 to 15 feet of water. Striped bass are good on spoiler shads and red fins. LBJ, black bass are very good on curbs, buzz baits, and bleeding shad rattle traps in 5 to 12 feet of water. Crappie are good on live minnows over brush piles. Travis, black bass are good on crawfish, crankbaits, watermelon worms, and jigs.
On the coast, Calcasieu and Sabine Lake, fishing's been good. And we've got some birds working over at Calcasieu. Fishing around the weirs have been where some redfish have been hanging out. Old Reliable Captain Randy Foreman said fishing up on the north end of Sabine Lake where some nice trout are coming from the Intercoastal Waterway as well as East Pass. Redfish are also mixed in. Coffee Ground Cove, trout and redfish have been caught in 3 to 4 foot of water drifting over the clamshell beds. Down South Glow has been the best bet on 1/8 ounce jig. Neches River holding good numbers of trout. Lots of small fish, but some slot redfish in the river. And on the flats, lots of Texas fish. When Randy says that, it's basically a little bit larger, you know, fish.
Oh, I was wondering.
Because the differential on minimum between Louisiana and Texas on that shared.
Oh, okay.
Flounder still coming out of the marshes. Galveston, West Galveston Bay has been good. The deeper shell has been very good, particularly around some of the deeper shell off of the fishing piers on up around Galveston. Then Matagorda Way, East Matagorda shell's been good. The grass beds in West Matagorda. Cedar Bio area in behind Matagorda Island. Captain Nathan Bebout has been sight casting to trout and redfish. Oh, that's fun.
It is.
And then you've got either side of the JFK Causeway, East Flats and around Dagger. Fishers staging there. You've got either side of the JFK Causeway around the boat hole. And from Pita Island on down, you've got redfish on the move, trout in the crash basins, and on warm days moving up onto the flats. Baffin Bay has been hot for trophy trout. So has Port Mansfield and Port Isabel. Brownsville Ship Channel and South Bay have been the two hot spots.
There you go. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. And on Monday, that's a trio of good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days of the week. Thursday plunges to poor. Friday goes up to fair. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are two more good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being active from early to mid-afternoon and remaining active until well into the evening hours. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. This weekend, Sunday, December the 3rd, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, December the 10th, the moon will have entered its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high and just one low. Thursday has a double tide schedule. Friday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Then next weekend, a double tide schedule.
All right. On the hunting scene, this weekend on Sunday, December 3rd, the mule deer season in the Panhandle 40 counties closes. It continues out in the Trans-Pecos region until December 10th, next Sunday. We've got the Rio Grande turkey and general whitetail season in North Texas. Will remain open until January 7th. It's the largest. It closes the first Sunday in January. And last year we got cheated because of the way the calendar fell.
Yep.
This year we were rewarded. In South Texas, those seasons extend until the 21st. Duck season's closed right now, but it's going to be reopening next week. And we've still got goose hunting that's been very good. In fact, some of the best numbers I'm hearing on the Garwood and Lissy Prairie in absolute years.
Very good.
So things are shaping up well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Clayton Wolf, Wildlife Division Director, Texas Parks and Wildlife, will be joining us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1 year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And I want to introduce you to a guy I've known for years. Really, really good guy. Met him when he was the district leader over in Jasper, Texas, taking care of that part of East Texas. And now he takes care of the entire Lone Star State. Ooh. When it comes to wildlife. Wildlife Division Director for Texas Parks and Wildlife, Clayton Wolf. Clayton, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
I've got to ask you right off the bat, thinking back as many years as we've known each other, back when you were a district leader over in Jasper, you thought you had your hands full then. What's it like now having the whole state? I mean, you've been doing this for a while, but was there a bit of a shell shock when you first took that position?
No doubt. And it took, I went through the big game program there for a little bit, but in 2009, when I became the division director, there was quite a learning curve there. I think the phrase is drinking from a fire hose comes to mind. Got into a lot of new aspects of the division that I really just had maybe knew something about, but had very little exposure to.
Well, you know what? That's a good point to make. Why don't we define? Would you define for us briefly what is the wildlife division? Because it's certainly more than I guess the game animals we hunt, right?
That's correct. You know, our wildlife division, you know, it's essentially a division of our wildlife biologists, our technicians, and then we have specialists. You know, that whether they specialize in mammals or reptiles and amphibians, but you know, we've got a staff of about 300 folks, most of them deployed in the field, many of them deployed in the counties, you know, out there on the landscape, working with landowners, doing our surveys, you know, whether it's our deer surveys or it's working with landowners on restoring habitat for non-game and endangered species. You know, that's a very important part of what we do all across Texas. And another important aspect is, you know, our division manages all of our wildlife management areas in the state where we're, you know, these are state-owned lands, but we also use these lands as research and demonstration sites. So, you know, if we want to look at grazing management practices or brush control practices and how they impact or benefit game and non-game species, we manage those wildlife management areas for that purpose.
Yeah, Clayton, right quick, and you may have already just covered all of it or the overview, but a bit more about the WMAs, because people drive by and they go, okay, there's a wildlife management area. What does it do? What happens?
And so the wildlife management areas, and we have a couple of, some primary purposes, almost all of them we provide public hunting on. And so because public hunting areas are at a premium in Texas. We try to maximize our public hunting opportunity, particularly for youth and for mentored hunts, trying to get new people or new hunters places to hunt. But also then on about 10 of those areas, they're staffed up a bit more for research and demonstration. And so, you know, if we're going to look at the impacts of prescribed fire on whether it's turkey habitat or it's black cap vireos, we have basically these outdoor schoolrooms, if you will, or classrooms, where we can implement these practices, monitor those population levels, and then turn around and visit with landowners and hunters and convey to them, you know, here are the benefits of prescribed burning, here are the benefits of cedar control, or mesquite control, or rotational grazing. And so twofold, recreational purposes, but also really bolstering our science so that we can take that and I guess, if you will, convert that into information that landowners and hunters can use for their benefit on their properties or on their hunting leases.
You know, you've got some challenges that have cropped up recently, and then you've got ongoing problems. The newest one is Texas now has chronic wasting disease, CWD. An ongoing problem has been the subdivision of some of the big properties into smaller tracts and its impact on habitat. Why don't you talk about those two challenges?
You bet, Bill. No doubt. You know, we've had CWD in Texas since 2012 out in far west Texas, but in 2015, you know, when we discovered it in a captive deer breeding facility that was connected to so many other places in Texas, that in and of itself was fairly alarming. But, you know, chronic wasting disease, at least here, you know, we've been sampling intensively. We found it in three locations in Texas, and it is of paramount concern to us because as we learn more about CWD, primarily from other states that have had it longer, what we have learned is that if that disease stays in many of these populations, it grows slowly, but once it gets to a certain prevalence, it can have negative impacts on population and actually begin to push those populations down, you know, in addition to other mortality. It's basically additive mortality. And so clearly, with white-tailed deer and mule deer being such a cherished resource in Texas for hunters, landowners, wildlife watchers, number one big game animal, you know, in North America and in Texas, it's a resource that we want to protect, and so we have deployed a lot of our resources and time and money into monitoring, into regulations to keep that disease where it is and not move it, you know, 200 miles across the landscape by inadvertently transporting it. And then, of course, we're working hand in hand with other states as research is being done to try to figure out if there are some management strategies that can be used to mitigate the impacts. Because unfortunately, right now there's no cure for CWD. Once it's out there, at least from everything we know today, you cannot get it off the landscape. And so our management strategies are really geared at trying to keep the area restricted or keep that area of impact restricted to as small area as possible. So we have spent a lot of time and money, and our staff are out there. They're out there right now, I'm sure today, that they are collecting lymph nodes and brain stems, hopefully to find, you know, to confirm what we've seen before. As many of areas of Texas, we have yet to find it, and we hope we won't find it, and we hope to keep it out of those areas. So that's been a big challenge, you know, since 2015. But you're right. I mean, when you really just talk about wildlife in general, if we're gonna, you know, wildlife populations need habitat. You know, we regulate hunting, we regulate harvest, but really all of that is meaningless. Whether we're talking about game animals or non-game animals, if they don't have a place to live, if they don't have their, you know, their food, their water, their shelter, and some space. And so really the most meaningful thing that our staff do is work with landowners to try to enhance habitat, preserve habitat, but we do have some huge challenges, and not just in Texas but across the U.S., with habitat degradation and subdivision and development. And so that is a big challenge. We have been using strategies to help us, and some classic models are there. Between the Austin and Houston area, we have some wildlife management associations, or sometimes we refer to them as co-ops. But the silver lining to this, to more people having land but smaller tracts, is most folks that are inheriting or buying land in Texas are doing it for recreational purposes, and they value wildlife and they value the wildlife on their property. So we don't have much of a problem incentivizing folks to want to do good things for wildlife, but what we do have a challenge with is making contact with so many people and conveying the proper information to them. So we're having to use these newer approaches to hit many people at one time with our message, just because we're losing efficiency day by day as the 1,000-acre ranch with one owner becomes, two 500-acre ranches and then four 250-acre ranches with four owners. So do have our challenges, but fortunately, at least, what we've seen is landowners by and far really cherish those wildlife resources as much as we do. So we've just got to be smarter about how we get information in their hands so that they can make the right management decisions about their property.
Very good. On that note, we're up against the mid portion of the program. So Clayton, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Wildlife Director Clayton Wolf right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and a state cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Wildlife Division Director Clayton Wolf. Clayton, I've got to chuckle just a little bit because one of your old counterparts, one of your buddies, Corey Mason, is the new executive director of the Dallas Safari Club. The boy escaped the department and went to a conservation group.
Yeah, he did. He did. Their gain was definitely our loss. Corey is such a great leader in East Texas, and so fortunately, going to one of our NGO partners, he's still going to do great things for conservation in Texas. So Texas hasn't lost a conservation professional. We just TPWD lost him, at least from our ranks, but we're happy for Corey.
Absolutely. We're talking about fragmentation of land for those folks that are buying property and looking to do something with it. Who do they look to? What's their first step once they've decided that this is the piece of property I'm going to buy, of trying to do something for the benefit of wildlife or getting involved with a wildlife co-op?
You know, my recommendation, Bill, is the first thing to do is to make contact with one of our biologists. Every county in Texas, we have a we don't have a biologist per county, but we have a biologist for several counties. And so if someone were to go to our website, our homepage at tpwd.texas.gov, and on the top banner there, there's a wildlife there's a wildlife button, and when you click that, the drop-down menu shows Find a Biologist, and all they have to do is click on that, and it will bring up a map of the state of Texas. They can click on their county, and that's going to bring up a menu of, actually, it'll be several biologists, anywhere from the district leader to the technical guidance biologist. All they have to do is pick a name off that list, and that's those staff members will work with them to get them in contact with the right person. But, you know, the important bit of advice is make that phone call and get that visit set up first. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we run into folks that have, you know, they've hired the bulldozer and they've done a lot of work, and then they call us after the fact. And the most prudent thing to do is to contact us first. Those services that we provide are free of charge. You know, hunt. Now, I do want to say hunters pay for that. You know, it's hunting and fishing license fees and excise tax on ammo and archery equipment that basically fund what our folks do. But we take that money and we staff up these areas with biologists to go out there and work with private landowners so that they can do the best they can for wildlife habitats.
Yeah, Clayton,
contacting us is the best thing to do.
Yeah, Clayton, this is Harold. So if the biologist shows up at my place, what kind of stuff can I learn from him?
Well, a lot, really, and that's, you know, it's the most gratifying experience for both, is to get out there and you know, walk through the brush or through the timber. But ultimately, you know, we key off the landowner's goals. We can take it as far as writing a customized wildlife management plan based on that landowner's goals. So if that landowner is interested in deer management and turkey management, and that's their primary emphasis, we will take that into regard, and we'll write a comprehensive plan that will be designed to improve the habitat, focusing on those species, but benefiting a lot of others.
Sure.
But we also, you know, if we have someone and they want to, you know, they want to do something to benefit painted buntings and bluebirds or reptiles, amphibians, or if they have specialized springs, some unique springs that have unique fauna within those springs, you know, our folks will focus on those unique resources. So basically, you know, you get a biologist to come out there, we'll kick the dirt around a little bit, walk across the property, possibly do an inventory, but eventually that can lead to is something as formal as a written wildlife management plan, or it can be, you know, just some recommendations if the landowner doesn't want to go that deep. So we play off the goals of the landowner, their needs and the desires. And we also are very attentive to the fact that landowners have different resources, and so, you know, we bring that in. We bring that into the mix to make sure that we don't provide unrealistic expectations to a landowner.
Yeah, real quick, devil's advocate. I know we're getting short on time, but you know, the old bit about "Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you." What about people that worry, like, "Oh no, you know, they're going to come on my property and they go, wait a minute, you got prairie chickens, you can't do anything."
Interestingly enough, that we know there are some statutes that protect and make confidential data that we collect on private property.
Ah.
So it's a very unique statute. So for our folks that come in, we can provide some assurances that the site specific data that's collected off their property cannot be released by Texas law.
All right, we got a couple of minutes before we run out of time here. Real quick. Bob Zeglin, my whitetail editor, often comments that every time you squeeze the trigger, you make a management decision. We know about taking extra mouths, particularly doe, whitetail deer. But we've got a situation with free-ranging exotics, obviously hogs, that impact habitat, but now riparian areas. How important is it to manage those as well as predators as part of your management strategy?
It's as important as any. They're all, as Bob indicated, you know, whether it's cattle, sheep, goats, axis deer, or, you know, whatever form of exotic or native wildlife, they are out there having an impact on that plant community, or even the soils if it's feral hogs. And so that's what our staff take that into consideration when we're making recommendations, is you got to look at all of those animals out there, their impact on that plant community, because they can, that plant community could obviously be overutilized if they're not kept under control, and then that's just gonna, that's gonna spiral, things will spiral downward, and the habitat will degrade and become less productive.
We've got hunting season for white-tailed deer that runs till January 7 in the north zone, 21st in the south zone, and then we've got some special later seasons and wildlife management areas. Lots of hunting, but also lots of off-season. Kind of wrapping this up, I think of javelinas in South Texas. We can run hunt those from September 1 to August 31. But then you've got your predators, your off-season hunting, spring turkey season, squirrels. There's a lot to do in Texas. Hunting is truly a year-round sport.
Yeah, we're truly blessed to have so many opportunities in Texas, you know, compared to other areas. And so we try to capitalize on that so that everyone gets a chance to get out there and enjoy the natural resources.
Outstanding. Clayton, hey, as always, we appreciate you joining us, giving an update. Look forward to visiting with you again. Our guest, Clayton Wolf, Wildlife Division Director, Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy hunting.
Thank you, sir. You too.
If you're hoping to avoid the holiday crowds this season, hurry into the Jeep Big Finish event for great deals on the entire lineup of highly capable Jeep brand vehicles. Then just sit back and wait for Mother Nature to dump several inches of the white stuff and hit the road while others avoid it. And do it in style and luxury with Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or Cherokee with its legendary 4x4 capability, pretty much guaranteeing you'll have the entire mall all to yourself. Then there's the all-new Jeep Compass with available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. And Jeep Renegade with available MySky open-air roof system, so you can take it all in while taking all your technology with you. Come in now to the Jeep Big Finish event and save yourself a lot of hassle and get yourself a great deal. Available four-wheel drive, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. Okay, December 8th, Fishing with a Ranger at Inks Lake State Park at Burnett. And come out and try to catch the big one, friends. And everybody's welcome. Free catch and release instructional program. No fishing license is required. Well, as long as you're on the state property, of course. They're going to have poles, worms, the works. Meet at the park store that afternoon. Free with park entrance fee. And no reservations are required. For info, 512-793-4689, December 2 to 31, the pheasant season, 37 counties in the Panhandle. Consult your TBWD Outdoor Annual or call 800-792-1112. December 2 to January 28th, the duck regular season second split in the North Zone. Same thing, check that TBWD Outdoor Annual out or the app that they have now. December 2 to January 28th, the dusky duck season second split in the North Zone. Again, 139 counties, go to that annual, and then go to one of those opportunities in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 40 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload
and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that new truck over to Carter's Country right now. Totally free finance sale is going on. 12 months to pay, friends. Nothing down. Oh, my goodness. You want a new shotgun? The Legacy Sports Pointer. Sorry, field over and under, already a great value at $499.97, but that's $41 and change per month, okay? A scope, the Zeiss Terra, 3-9x42. Free financing again, $259.97 on that one, so you need a rifle to go with it. So, heck, how about this new Thompson Center Compass? What a deal on this in 270, 30-06, or 308, only $199.97. Dreaming about one of those ARs? Okay. The Diamondback 5.56 AR quad rail system, the works, only $549.97. And concealed carry, it keeps getting cheaper. We call it the Rick Perry Special. That's the Ruger LCP 380. Only weighs about 8 ounces, $199.97. Just some of the fabulous values going on right now at Carter's. Oh, a Marlin 3.36 lever action in the ever-popular 30-30. Check that one out for $399.97. Also, check the website out. You can order stuff from them at carterscountry.com or go by one of the great stores. They say it's the greatest gun show on the earth because they have over 20,000 different makes and models for sale. Okay, friends, Carter's Country, 4 locations in the greater Houston area, straight shooting for you and me since 1961.
Hey, want to remind everybody, I mentioned duck season open in the North Zone this weekend. And I said that duck season is going to open later in the month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is.
Okay.
In the South Zone.
Oh.
December 9. Y'all need to get the Texas Parks and Wildlife free app, you know, for your smartphone so you can stay up to date with that. Want to thank our guest, Clayton Wolf, Wildlife Division Director for TPWD. And next week, Andrew Howard from Howard Communications.
Special edition, Lone Star edition of a new Can-Am Defender ATV. Amazing vehicle. Think power steering in an ATV, friend. All right. Remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Do visit our website, texasoutdoornews.com, a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and you can download our shows with a push of a button. Be safe out there. Join us next week.